bring this Board of County Commissioners meeting to order February 7th. Joining all five commissioners today is our Deputy County Attorney, Carol Seeger. Morning.
Good morning, everyone.
We have our County Clerk, Susan Saunders, and our Administrative Director, Mr. Bob Palmer.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. Good morning, everyone.
So thank you for your patience and our technical difficulties. We're going to start today with the invocation by Ms. Susan Reichenberg, and then we'll stay standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Thank you for having me. Lord, please bless these commissioners, the work that they do for our area, the care that they take with their deliberations, and the integrity that they bring to this government. Guide and direct each of them, I pray. Give them your wisdom this day and every day, that your people may prosper and give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, I move the board approve all items of the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
Okay. It's been moved by Commissioner Schober and seconded by Commissioner Christensen. The board approve all items of the consent agenda as presented. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Anybody else?
Aye.
Okay. Well, any opposed? Okay, it was unanimous.
It was unanimous.
It was delayed, but it was.
But you could poll us if you'd like.
Yeah. All right. Technical difficulty.
Motion passes. All right.
Well, I'm about to get a screen here.
We'll move on to item B.
Mr. Chairman, I move the board approve the vouchers as presented.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Commissioner Avery, seconded by Commissioner Kissick, that the board approve the vouchers as presented. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
That sounded better.
All right. Item C, CMAQ agreement. Mr. Geis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Kevin Geis, Campbell County Road and Bridge Director. Before you, you have the agreement for congestion mitigation air quality CD 0.00 CM17405, which is for $380,000 grant for applying dust suppressant to approximately 40 miles worth of county roads. This is a program we've been participating in for a number of years, and this is about the same amount of roads we've been applying for, closer to 60, and with the available funding, we've been getting about 40 miles per year. So this is just the next segment of that fiscal year, and it'll be for roads in the eastern and south central portion of the county.
Sounds great.
Mr. Chairman, Kevin, just for the public's knowledge, every time we do this, it's usually for new roads, not redoing roads we've done in previous years.
Yeah, the CMAQ is generally for additional. There is a little bit of roads in here, some of the heaviest impacted roads like the Cosner and the south end of the Clark Ellen will have a little bit, but mm-hmm. the bulk of the roads in here are for new roads, yes.
Yeah. Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I move the board approve the FY 2017 Congestion Mitigation Air Quality Program Subrecipient Agreement between the Wyoming Department of Transportation and Kemmel County, project number CM17405, with a federal award not to exceed $380,000 as presented.
Second.
It's been moved by Commissioner Avery, seconded by Commissioner Christensen, that the board approve the fiscal year 2017 Congestion Mitigation Air Quality Program Subrecipient Agreement between the Wyoming Department of Transportation and Campbell County, project number CM17405, with a federal award not to exceed $380,000 as presented. Any discussion?
I have one question for you, Kevin.
Kevin, could you refresh my memory on how many total miles of county road we have and what's paved and what's got CMAQ on it?
Total CMAQ, I would have to.
Well, I guess let me rephrase that to dust control instead of CMAQ. Once it's down, it's due.
Yeah, we have there's 190 miles of paved roads, and then there's about 730 miles worth of gravel roads, and over the past 3 years, we've done 120 new miles worth of CMAQ, and then there's additional, so we're pushing a couple hundred miles that we put some form of dust control on.
We're getting pretty well 50% of our roads have got some kind of either pavement or the mag chloride for dust mitigation.
Yeah, it's pushing that, yes, and various places sometimes take more and others, don't continue to get treatment, but yeah, there's a lot of it out there for sure.
But I mean, asphalt, one of the purposes of asphalt is also dust control.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. So
thanks.
Commissioner Christensen.
My question, Kevin, because it seems like, we did one of these not too long ago too.
Yeah.
Which years, is this the money that was decided when you guys were in Laramie?
Yes, this is fiscal year 17, which was, that meeting was in September, October of 16, and then the end of this goes until 18. Okay. So this is can be used this year and next year.
Okay. Great. Thanks. Okay.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
And on our next two agenda items. Kevin. Our next two agenda items, we're actually going to switch D and E, so E is going to go first, and both of them were with Mr. Lundell, so we're going to talk about the FAA grant application first.
Good morning, Commissioners, Mr. Chairman. Jay Lundell, Airport Director. The reason I asked basically to switch these two agenda items around was it's easier to explain the federal one first and then the state YDOT grant later. Mr. Chairman, before the commissioners for consideration is a Federal Aviation Administration grant application AIP 3-56001243-2016. This grant application is for the electrical vault upgrade, auto gate replacement, and concrete panel replacement. The amount of the federal grant is for $1,500,000, which would be budgeted for this upcoming fiscal year 2017-2018. Capital construction budget. This grant will pay for 93.75% of the total eligible costs, and this grant will also be matched by the YDOT grant that I'll speak to next.
Thanks, Jay. Can you talk briefly for the public what we're doing with this one?
Pretty much we did all the replacement of our light fixtures on the runways, taxiways, and so now this go-around, this phase, we're going to come in and do the electrical light vault. It's been it's pretty cramped in there now. We need just to upgrade that. It hasn't been upgraded since probably, 15, 20 years ago. So with that, we're going to replace also the auto gates. We're going to go to the tilt-away gates. They're much more, reliable. We have cantilevers right now, but they pretty much at their useful life, so we're going to replace all those gates as well. And that's just basically, it can be a card reader or a code that the folks punch in, go to the hangars or get to the ramp, access to the ramp, those types of things.
Okay.
And then we have some concrete panels that need replacing, pretty close to the fixed base operator there. They're pretty deteriorated, so they need to be replaced. Any other questions?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Jay, is this the state aid? There's some turmoil in Cheyenne. So what can you talk a little bit to this $60,000 in state aid and what may happen if they get really creative and strip the count to zero as we know it now? Because we had received a list that said it had all of these projects that may be halted or suspended.
Correct. The backup plan, Commissioner Schober, is to use our passenger facility charges, which we do have enough money to cover both state and local matches for this federal grant. Excuse me. So if all, you know, goes to heck in a handbasket down at the state, and we lose the 3.75% match, then we'll be able to utilize our PFC funds to match. Our local match is 2.5%, so the total of 6.25% would be coming out of our PFC account. So we're looking at $100,000 if the state were not to come through with the state funding.
Do the PFC must have some strings attached to it as far as usage of it in
Yes, Commissioner Schober, we actually, Mr. Chairman, anticipated something could happen like this. So our last PFC application did include this project, so we're good to go on that. So, and really, we probably could have maybe put in a new PFC application if something were to go, and we didn't have the money already setting aside. But we're good to go on the matches if that were to not go through with the state funding.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Jay.
I'll entertain a motion.
I think there's one on the... No, there wasn't.
Mr. Chairman, I move the board approve the application for federal assistance, SF-424, Project AIP, 3-56-0012-043-2017 with a project scope to include electrical vault upgrade, auto gate replacement, and concrete panel replacement in amount of $1,600,000 with a $1,500,000 federal aid, $600,000 state aid, and $40,000 local funding as presented.
So that was $60,000, Commissioner Schober.
$60,000, all right.
Second.
Okay, whatever.
Got that. All right. It's been moved by Commissioner Schober, seconded by Commissioner Christensen, that the board approve the application for federal assistance, SF-424, Project AIP 3-56-0012-043-2017 with a project scope to include electrical vault upgrade, auto gate replacement, and concrete panel replacement in the amount of $1,600,000 with $1,500,000 in federal aid, $60,000 in state aid, and $40,000 in local funding as presented. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes. So we're going to go back to item D now.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Commissioner Schober alluded to, this is really the grant match for the federal grant we just spoke of, and this would be the $60,000 of 3.75% of the total project cost.
Mr. Chairman, I move the board approve the request for state airport aid application with the project scope to include electrical vault upgrade, auto gate replacement, and concrete panel replacement in the amount of $1,600,000 with $1.5 million in federal aid, $60,000 in state aid, and $40,000 in local funding as presented.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Christensen, seconded by Commissioner Avery, that the board approve the request for state airport aid application with the project scope to include electrical vault upgrade, auto gate replacement, concrete panel replacement in the amount of $1,600,000 with $1,500,000 in federal aid, $60,000 in state aid, and $40,000 in local funding as presented. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Jay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Commissioners.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay, moving on to the SLIB grant, Mr. King. SLIB application, I guess, for Freedom Hills.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and Board. Kevin King, Public Works Director. You have before you today a mineral royalty grant application from the Freedom Hills Improvement and Service District. As per Wyoming Statute 9-4-604, the county commissioners must review all grant and loan applications and forward a letter on to the state. This particular district had applied back in June of last year to SLIB. Part one of their loan application was approved, but the rest of it was put on hold. The state wanted them to go back and prove that they could repay the loan by collecting their special assessment. They have been working on that. Since that time as well, they have downgraded their grant application amount and upgraded their loan amount. So this particular application that they're going to take this coming June will have $500,000 in mineral royalty grant, and then their loan total has been reduced or been increased to $1,719,200. So, as I said, this is just a formality that the state requires that the commissioners review each of these, and your staff has drafted a letter looking at each of the five or six items that are required by statute. So,
Mr. Chairman, I move the board approve the submission of a mineral royalty grant, MRG, to the State Loan and Investment Board, SLIB, on behalf of the Freedom Hills Improvement and Service District to install water meters and upgrade the distribution piping throughout the district in the amount of $500,000 for consideration at the 17 June 2017 SLIB meeting as presented.
Just Mickey again.
Okay. Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Kissick and seconded by Commissioner Schober that the board approve the submission of a mineral royalties grant MRG to the State Loan and Investments Board SLIB on behalf of the Freedom Hills Improvement and Service District to install water meters and upgrade the distribution piping throughout the district in the amount of $500,000 for consideration at the 17 June 2017 SLIB meeting as presented. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes. Thanks, Kevin.
Mr. Chairman, I will let you know I am on the agenda next week for the regional water panel. A meeting we previously had, you wanted to see if we could get the regional water panel to write a letter of support. So I'm on the agenda to ask that request. So,
okay.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin. And you're up next also on the shared roads.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Shared Roads MOU between the City of Gillette and Campbell County. This MOU was initiated back in 2011, and per the MOU, every 2 years we meet again in February to make any changes to the MOU. This MOU basically breaks out responsibilities for maintenance from the city and county in the roads in the immediate Gillette area. The MOUs have worked extremely well since 2011. Staff gets together annually, but every 2 years we do bring this back to you, but makes any changes they need to make, and it allows both entities to be as efficient as possible and save the taxpayer dollar. So I've been very proud of this MOU since its inception, and this particular year the changes were all just housekeeping items. Some of the roads that were listed before as future roads have now been completed. Those have been taken off the future roads list, and there were just very minor housekeeping items in the MOU. If I can answer any questions, I'd sure be happy to. I know the City Council will be looking at this tonight as well.
So. And I know, Mr. Kang, that there was an article in the paper last night on this, and the map was on there for everybody to see. So.
Mr. Chairman, I move the board approve the Memorandum of Understanding between the City of Gillette and Campbell County for the Agreement on Shared Road Maintenance updated February 2017 as presented.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Christensen, seconded by Commissioner Kissick, that the board approve the Memorandum of Understanding MOU between the City of Gillette and Campbell County for the Agreement on Shared Road Maintenance updated February 2017 as presented. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you, Mr. King.
Thank you.
All right. Ms. Nelms, landfill overlay.
Right.
Well, good morning, Megan.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners.
Morning.
So this morning I have for you a proposed amendment to our zoning regulations. It's for a landfill overlay protection district. As you've been moving your operations for the landfill to the county north landfill site, staff's recognized the need to protect the land immediately surrounding the north landfill in terms of expansion in the future and the needs to permit through the Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality and meet their location standards. We've proposed to implement this landfill overlay protection district. So it will be similar to our airport overlay, where we are covering a certain amount of land immediately surrounding the landfill, and it will restrict some development and protect those boundaries for the future, DEQ permit requirements. There are three protection zones with defined restrictions for each. There's a development restriction zone where we're not allowing any development within 300 feet of the property, Campbell County property boundary. There's a water well protection zone that extends a half mile from the property boundary and disallows stock or domestic water wells. And finally, the LPZ, the landfill protection zone, extends 1 mile from the property boundary and disallows occupied structures, which you'll see in the proposed amendment we've defined, which means a permanent building or fixed mobile home that is currently used on a permanent or temporary basis for human habitation. And we've taken definitions from the DEQ rules so that we can mirror them as close as possible, so that when we go to permit and deal with them, they'll see, you know, the measures we've taken to be able to meet their location standards. And so with that, we can have some discussion. I can take your questions. And if we decide to take action today, you'll just be putting out the proposed amendments for a 45-day public comment period.
Megan, I think this is a great idea, and I applaud you and Carol for turning it so quickly.
Mr. Chairman, Megan, if I may, on use restriction, and I guess I come out, I support this. I just need to make sure that it covers everything that we intended to do. And so there's, and towards the end of this deal, you have use restrictions, and you have under the DRZ zone, the no buildings or occupied structures. Then underneath the landfill protection, LPZ, you have no occupied structures.
Right. I thought about that, too, for a little bit after we wrote these. So that development restriction zone, the 300 feet, that's restricting anything, any water wells, any hay barns, anything. And the exception in the DEQ rules is that, you know, if a rancher that somehow acquired the property wanted to put up a hay storage building within 300 feet of our property, as long as they mitigate the potential for methane gas, we could make that exception. But with the zoning rules, you know, we're not putting that exception in here. We'll deal with that as staff and with the board if it ever were to occur. So within 300 feet, you can't have anything. No water wells, no hay barns, no occupied structures. And then, but within, yes, the entire mile, which would include that 300 feet, no occupied structures. So someone could potentially, you know, outside that water well protection zone, they could drill a new water well, but they couldn't have an occupied structure with it.
And by definition here, occupied structure is something that somebody's going to spend the night in or live in.
Or occupy, you know.
They're going to use it.
Use it.
Well, okay, so let me question. I just call it a shop building. It's a commercial building in. There's going to be some employees in there during the day.
Then it's considered occupied. Yes, I had this conversation as well with our building official. You know, I said, what if someone says, oh, I'm going to put up a cold storage building and I'm going to store my tractors in it? Well, as long as they're just storing it there, they go in, get the tractor out, put it back. That's not considered an occupied structure. But someone builds a shop and they have their little office and the employees go out there 2-3 days a week or how, you know, however much, that would be considered an occupied building.
Mr. Chairman, I've not heard of this before, but so I'm trying to get this clear. This is, we're talking about property that's owned privately.
Correct.
We're going to tell private landowners what they can and cannot do within a mile of the landfill border?
Within the mile of the Campbell County property. So that includes the land that's permitted already for your Campbell County North Landfill, as well as the property that's been purchased and extends our entire ownership out there. So we're going from our property boundary with the intent that when we expand the permit for the landfill, it will go on to that property we've purchased. And so, yes, that's what zoning regulations are, and here soon I'll come to the board, especially for you, Commissioner Kissick, and talk about what we do in planning and zoning, just give everybody an update. But zoning restricts the use on private property. We do not have countywide zoning. The majority of the county is zoned immediately around the city limits of Gillette, the town limits of Wright, and then any new subdivisions currently are required to zone. So this would be a restriction on those landowners. And I do have a list and information of the owners. It's only seven landowners, the two largest being Contura Land Company and Peabody Caballo Mining LLC. So you're really mostly affecting those big companies, the mining companies, Western Fuels, Peabody, Contura, Basin Electric, Campbell County, and the state are the big landowners out there we're going to affect.
And what we're doing today, Clark, we're going to put it out for comment. We're not actually approving it today.
Right. So if you want to put this out for comment today, I had requested that we then schedule a public hearing on April 4th. So between now and April 4th, you know, we can have meetings with any of these landowners that request one or a presentation. We can talk more about zoning, you know, the commission and staff as you need, or ever just come to my office, you know, my door's open. But this would give us time, and you know, we'd send out information to these landowners, letting them know of our intentions, and go from there.
Megan, this meets DEQ. The boundary distances comply with DEQ's
rules. Yes. And, you know, that's what we're trying to do. I mean, I don't like to say it, but I will, that we're always at the mercy of DEQ. And Ms. Seeger and myself and Mr. Olson and Mr. King had conversations with some of the representatives at DEQ and were like, hey, do you want to see our proposed regulations? Do you want to look at it? And they said, no. We just want you to meet our rules. And the mechanism by which you get there, they weren't so much interested in. And this zoning overlay seems, you know, after we researched ways we could do this and protect our investment and our operations out there, this would be the best way to do it.
Mr. Chairman, I realize that it's protecting a county investment, but I also think about that landowner maybe that owns a couple hundred acres, a small landowner, that could make their land not worth very much money.
Correct. And we did. There was one private, I guess you'd call it a smaller ranch, the L Quarter Circle, and we had a 20-acre clip of part of their property. And as we drew the map, we kind of took them out. So, you know, as I said, the seven landowners that we affect, which it's less than that, Basin, Contura, Peabody, the state, Western Fuels, five people.
So what you're saying is there is really not that small landowner
right.
that this is going to affect.
Right now, you know, lands change hand. Nobody owns something forever. But right now, those are the five big players that we're affecting, and we avoided that the one small ranch.
What this does is prevents development adjacent to it. You have the existing landfill on Dump Road would have had this, we wouldn't be subject to the kind of cleanup that we're subject to now. And it has to do with proximity of housing and people, and this doesn't if it's an agriculture operation and you're grazing livestock on it, this doesn't mean anything. What this means is it's has some restrictions of dwellings in buildings, and the buildings is because of the methane gas buildup that's noted for proximity to landfill buildings. So all buildings on landfill properties have to have methane gas extraction systems in them, whether it's ever needed or not. So that's what this is. And when Megan mentioned that, see, then it would be a requirement that would have to have the methane gas extraction done if there was something. So that what this really does is, more than anything, is put, if somebody wants to do something, they're put on notice that there's some special requirements because of the proximity to where it's at.
Right.
Mr. Chairman, I understand that completely, but I guess I just start having heartburn when the government starts telling private landowners what they can and cannot do on their own land.
And Megan, I would assume that we will get some public comment on that.
I bet we will.
So, and we'll that's great. That's what we want.
We want public comment.
We want to know what those plans are, so that we can hopefully come up with a plan to deal with that. So.
Right. Work with them and make sure that
we
have what we need.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move the board approve the placement of the proposed zoning regulation amendments on the Landfill Overlay Protection District for a 45-day public comment period and set a public hearing for the fourth day of April 2017 as recommended by the Department of Public Works.
Second.
It's been moved by Commissioner Christensen and seconded by Commissioner Avery that the board approve the placement of the proposed zoning regulation amendments on the Landfill Overlay Protection District for a 45-day public comment period and set a public hearing for the fourth day of April 2017 as recommended by the Department of Public Works. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you, Megan. Commissioners. Thank you, Megan.
All right. Last but certainly not least, Ms. Seeger.
The next item on your agenda is actually also to help facilitate the Campbell County landfill operations up north. As you all are aware, you are moving landfill operations to your northern facility, and one of the items that is currently being worked on is a roadway into there and the installation of scales. And the document in front of you is an agreement to purchase real property. If you see the attachment to the purchase agreement, it is an approximate 3.475 piece of acreage that the county, this agreement covers an agreement between the county and Contura Land Company for the acquisition of that strip of property, which, as you can see from its configuration, is specifically targeted to allow for the construction of that widened roadway and landfill scales. And I am told that Contura is agreeable to this purchase at this particular purchase price. And so if you want to approve this agreement, we would submit that to Contura and see about finalizing this purchase.
Mr. Chairman, I move the board approve the agreement for the purchase of real property between Campbell County and Contura Wyoming Land LLC to include 3.475 acres at a total purchase price not to exceed $3,475 as presented.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Christensen, seconded by Commissioner Shover, that the board approve the agreement for the purchase of real property between Campbell County and Contura Wyoming Land LLC to include 3.475 acres at a total purchase price not to exceed $3,475 as presented. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, this, I guess, correct terminology, this is a purchase agreement?
Correct.
And so then after acceptance, then there would be a closing date picked mutually at some time in the future?
That is what the purchase agreement calls for, yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other discussion?
I applaud Ms. Seeger. This is, by God, the shortest purchase agreement I have ever seen. Two pages. It's got more attachments than it does agreement pages.
I mean, it's, if we could have got a condensed legal, we could have fit it on one page.
I know.
Have you, I'm sorry, Ms. Saunders, have they voted on this yet?
No.
No, they have not.
I am going to suggest that you approve this purchase agreement, not as presented, but rather changing paragraph 6, that we won't split the closing costs, that we will bear those closing costs. And I am suggesting that because I just received an email from Mr. Lepchik saying they will not agree to split the closing costs. And there really may or may not even be closing costs. I think, as you can all glean, it's a very simple transaction. Really, the only
for $3,500.
Need for closing would be to prorate the real property taxes. So I would suggest that in order to facilitate the purchase, we go ahead and change that from split to...
Ms. Susan Saunders, would you allow me to add as amended?
Commissioner Shelby, are you okay with that?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
You were talking about a lot of money here in this sales tax. I assume that it may even be in the cents.
Saunders, do I need to read that motion back?
Okay.
Okay, so it'll be as amended. Any more discussion? Thank you, Ms. Seeger. Timely.
It was timely, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yeah. All right, all in favor
maybe
say...
watching.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes. So at this point, we are going to move into a workshop, a little bit of a legislative workshop for some information